But by the first Beis Hamikdash, there were a lot of Yidden. So their taka took 15 days for them to go home. But there the pasuk says, there were a lot of people. You have to wait 15 days until we all go home. To learn fishy is true too, but there weren't that many Yidden. The pasuk says over there, kol ha'kohol ke'echod was arba ribuya, 400 alpayim, 402,000 shalosh meyah, 300 v'shishim and 60. So that's all there were. Is leivuna kuli hai. Therefore, you don't have to wait 15 days. It's enough for 3 days for them to go home. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says, but here the pasuk says, va'yashvu hakana balavim. After the yomtiv, they went home. V'yamisharim v'yashuorim v'chol yisrael v'yareim. So you all went home. In other words, all the Yidden lived in all the cities. Now v'chiv v'lochiyu. Since l'maisa the Yidden was still spread out over the whole Eretz Yisrael, even by the base of Mitzvah Sheni, if so, ipcha mistar, but the Torah should be just the opposite. That Mikdash Rishon, by the first base of Mikdash, then Afisha Yisrael too, but there were a lot of Yidden over there. The Matzvos, they were all close together. The Matzvos Alma, the people were close together. Or Mishtachi Shayota. They would have caravans traveling together. The Azli Bein B'Yamama Bein B'Laila. They would travel by day and by night. Therefore, Leibin Kuliha, you don't need 15 days, they make it much faster. Then it's enough for 3 days. That's Pshat Mishnah. Other Rabbah, by the first place, since there were so many people, there they had caravans traveling day and night, so you make it home faster. But Mikdash Sheni, the Leinu Fishi Yisrael Tuva, by the best Mikdash Sheni, there weren't that many Eden. The Leinu Mitzav says, Alma, they weren't that close together, they didn't have caravans. The Leinu Mishkechi Sheyortam, the Yazdi Ben Yimam, Ben Malaylam, they didn't have caravans that often to go at night and by day. Therefore, being a Kulihai, it took them a long time to travel. Therefore, that's the case we have to have 15 days. Rava says, no, I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about Loishin of the Mikdash Rishon, for Loishin of the Mikdash Sheni. It doesn't make a difference whether Bizman the first base of Mikdash or whether Bizman the second base of Mikdash. I'll tell you, Loyetrichu Rabbonin, the Aveda Yosemidai. The Rabbonin were not Matriach in the parish of an Aveda Yosemidai. They weren't Matriach Yumur. So that's enough 3 days. Even though you can't, the owner doesn't make it home, like maybe the real owner didn't make it home yet, but after 3 days, after waiting 7 days, the Rabbonin will not Matriach him that much. But Fratir is the third regal already. So since he already waited 3 regolim, and then 7 days later, they don't make him wait too much more. Omer Ravina says like this, Shema Mina, here's the proof, Ki Machriz, when you proclaim it, Glima Machriz, you have to proclaim that you lost, that you found a clothing. That's what you have to pronounce. These psychotic specifically, you're going to tell me, Ave Dosim Achriz, or you're going to proclaim now as I say, I found something, but you're not going to tell the people what you really found. And so, Bina Lemitvile, Chad Yoyma Leyune, Pemanye, you give the person 1 day to be at home to check over all the belongings. It takes them 3 days to go and you tell me, 3 days to come back, and then 1 day to proclaim it. But if you don't tell them what you found, so you just say, I found something. So people go home, they have to check out the whole house to see if they really lost something or not. So it should be another day. Elish Mamina, here it's a proof that Glima Machris, when you proclaim to say you found something, you say, no, I found a coat. So then people go home and right away look at the coat closet to see if they have the coat or not. And if the guy sees his coat is missing, he'll come right back and give some money to get it back. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Mafil Teima Vedosim Machris, could be you only proclaim to tell people I found something. Why don't you have to wait another day then when the person goes home to check out his whole house? The Torah says again, Leishrichu Rabbonim V'Aveda Yosimidai. The Rabbonim will not much react this person that's proclaiming it to wait so long. He already waited 3 regolim, and after that 7 days, that's plenty. Tana Rabbonim went like this, Regal Rishon Oimer Regal Rishon. The first regal when you proclaim to say, I found something, you have to say, this is the first regal that I found it. Regal Sheni Oimer Regal Sheni. This is the second regal that I'm proclaiming it. Regal Shlishi, when it comes to the last regal, you have to proclaim it. All you say then is, I found something. Now that's the simon everybody will know, that if somebody's just saying, I found something, this is the last time to proclaim it. This is the last regal. After this, you're not going to get it back. For the more of your mind, Lema Regal Shlishi, what do you say, Stam? Speak out that this is the third regal. So where it says, Lo Yosel Lachlufa Bisheni, he shouldn't make a mistake, or else people will make mistakes and think they heard it's only the second regal. Therefore, they wanted to make a good simon that by the third one, he only says it's Stam, I found it. So everybody will know, this is the last chance. For the Gemara, so Sheni Nami Oslach Lufa Berishin. Even when you say the second regal, though, people may make a mistake and think it's only the first one. So Gemara says, what's the bit about that? But of course, the regal Shlishi. Even if a person thinks that way, thinks he has more time, but when he comes back to the next regel, then he'll hear the real announcement that this is the last time, so we don't care if by the second they make a mistake. The main thing is by the third time, they should not make a mistake, they should know this is the last time to get it. Turn around, one like this. For we shown at the beginning, Kol Mishim Otzaved, whoever found an Aveda, Ho Yemach Rizalei, Shloshu Regel Regolim, used to proclaim it for three times, three Regolim, the Achar Regel Achroin Shivas Yomim. And after the third regal, he still would wait 7 days, like the Mishnah says. Kadei sheyelech shloisha shigom, 3 days. V'yach the shloisha, then he'll make a first check, and he'll come right back. V'yach the shloisha, the 7th day, he'll proclaim it. That's the way it used to be knowing. But mishachorim beis hamigdash, yes, the beis hamigdash mishachorav, sheyiv in the hair of your main, the Mitzvah Shem should be built right away again. Heskino the men of Nutakono, sheyum achrizim avotik, and heskino the botim midrashois, that used to proclaim it in the beis hamigdash, in the beis hakenesis. They didn't have a base of Middash anymore. So they used to do it in a place where everybody would get together. That's when they proclaimed it. In the shul, they used to proclaim it that there was a matzah that somebody found in the Aveda. Umi Sharabahu Anosim, we'll soon see what that means. When the Goyim came to take the Avedas away from us, his kumu the Meitakono, Shiyom Medium Lashchenov, just have to tell the neighbors around the place that you found it. Lumiadov, the people that know about it, his friends, the dying, that's enough. Don't proclaim it, because then we're afraid the Goyim will come and take it away. So where it says, "My Misharabu Anosim," what does it mean we're afraid that the Goyim, the people come and take it away? The Yarmri, the Goyim said then, "Avidito l'malka," whoever finds a lost object, you have to give it straight to the king. That's where they came, that's where they came to say. So therefore, in order the Goyim should not take it away from us, we don't have to proclaim it. Rav Ami Ashkach Udaya the Dinri. He found a wallet of dinrin, of money. Rashi Kli Moli Zugim. Chaziyahu Ahu Bar Nash, he saw a purse, Rashi's Baru Moyag, a Roman there. The Kormirsus, that was afraid, he got, the Kormirsus was afraid. Omalei, so he said, don't worry. Zil Shakola Nashiko, take this Aveda for yourself. The Lav Pasoyan, I'm not a Persian over here. The army that the Persians say, Avedos Lamaka belongs to the king. In other words, don't be afraid, you can come and take it. Turn around, Baru Moyag, like this. Evan Toyin Hoysib Yushlaim, there's a special stone that was in Yerushalayim. That Kol Mi Shavdulay Aved, whoever lost an Aveda, Nifta Lashon would turn there. And the Kol Mi Shemoitza Aved, whoever would find the Aveda, Nifta Lashon would go there. That was like the fire, what do you call it, find and turn, lost and find place. Zel Aymed Amakwas, he would say, listen, this is what I found. The Zel Aymed, the nice and Simon, this person would give this Simon and take it back. But nothing would take it. The Zui Shishanina, that's what we learned, the Gemara in Tainus that says, Tzu Aru, go out and see, in Nimchas Evan Atoyim, if this stone was like destroyed from the rain or not. Rashi says, Nechnesis to Geshomim, did the rain come there, Shagavoya Geshom Lamale Menu, that was a high place, we want to know if the rain came down so much it covered over that stone. Skits, that was a special place in Yerushalayim, where they used to have the lost and found, where they would return and find their Avedas. Now the Mishnah says, Omar Esu Aveda, that's how the person said the Aveda. But the person did not give the simonim, we don't return it to him. Even though the person says, I lost the coat, but if he doesn't have simonim, we don't return it to him. If we know somebody's a liar, then even though he has the simonim, we don't return it to him. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ad the Rosh Achicha, Oisai. You have to check him out. That means, you have to check out your brother, Im Ramayu Imeim Ramay. You have to find out if he's a liar or not. If we know this person's a liar, and even though right now we have simonim, we can't return it to him. We have to be afraid, maybe he's a liar, he's just guessing the simonim, and we can't return it to him. Itmar we learned. Rav Yehudi Romar, Avedose Machris. A person that finds something, when he wants to proclaim it, he has to also say, I found something, that's all. He doesn't say what it is. Rav Nachman says, Glima Machris. He's supposed to proclaim, no, I found a coat. You have to say what you found. We have you, the one Rabbi Dossi Machos, when you go proclaim, you just proclaim and say, I found something, why? The armor, Gleba Machos, if you're going to go proclaim to say you found a coat, Chashim Laramai, we have to be afraid for liars. Now, once you say you lost a coat, you found a coat, people come and try and guess Simon, they'll say, oh yeah, it's my coat, it was a gold one, it was a red one, they'll try and guess to give Simon in. So you have to be afraid for Ramai, so you don't give them that much lead to tell them it was a coat. Rav Nachman Amano, Gleba Machos, you have to proclaim the coat. Why the Rama lechashinan? We're not afraid that a person will come to lie to guess the simon. The imkain, because if you're afraid of that, ain't no davar sad, there's no end. You can never return an aveda then. So Rashi says that chashin le Rami means Shema Shomer Oivid Misoinen Ben Shchenov Talis Nevda V'Zeya Deyas Enel. That you have to be afraid. Maybe the rabbi heard the way the owner was complaining about his neighbors. Oivay, I lost my famous coat. And this person knew that coat. So therefore, if the guy that finds it tells people, I found the coat, we have to be afraid the rabbi will go and say, I know the simonim and receive it. And Rav Nachman says we're not afraid for that. Tanan we learned. Omer says, La Mishnah Omer Esu Aveda. If the person says, the Aveda, he says it's a coat that I lost. But I did not give the simonim, we did not give it to him. Now, if you're going to tell me, that the person that found it, when he proclaims he found something, he only tells people, I found something. But he does not say what he found. If so, then the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush. That's what the Mishnah comes to teach us, that Afagav the Yamaglima, even though this person now says, you should know, I lost a coat, if so, he's telling us something. The one that found it just told you, I found something. He didn't say what. You come and say, you know what, I lost a coat. So that's telling us something. So the Mishnah is teaching me a Chiddush, that Kiloyoma Simonim Loy Madrinan Loy. Even though he tells us he lost the coat, but as long as he can't give us a simon, then we don't return it to him. Eli, you're going to tell me, Glima Machriz, the one that finds the coat. When he proclaims it, he announces that he found the coat. If so, Omar Iyu Glima, the person says, listen, I found the coat. The Yama Iyu Glima, and the one that claims it now says, I lost the coat. So, Tzrichul Amemad, you have to tell me that Kilo Yama Simon Le Madrinale. If he doesn't give a simon, you don't return it to him. Shit, you don't return it to him. Like, what does Mishnah have to say this for? So, this should be a proof that we do not proclaim the coat. We only say that you found something. Then the Mishnah tells us the Chiddush that if you could say that even though you say you lost the coat, we don't return it to you unless you have a simon. Omer HaSafra, Safra says, Leyolam Glima Machris. Really, we have to proclaim the coat. Leyolam Glima Machris. We do say we found the coat. Now, Omer Iyu Glima, V'yomer Iyu Simonim. And you say, I found the coat. And the other one has to say, it's Simonim, because I give you Simonim. And so, what does the Mishnah mean to say, Umay Leyomer Yisimneho? What does the Mishnah mean to say, he did not say the Simonim? It means to say, Leyomer Simonim of Hokim Dido. Just means the person did not say the good Simonim. If he didn't say the good Simonim, that's no good. But Enachnami, we do proclaim the coat, and the person just says, I lost the coat, that means nothing. The Chiddush is, even though he says it was a big coat, it was a small coat, but as long as he didn't give a good simon, that's no good. We only return it with a good simon. Then the Mishnah says, if you know somebody's a liar, even though the person says the simonim, still we do not return it to him. Turn around, bottom word like this. For Rishon at the beginning, whoever lost something, all you had to do is give you simonim. Yes, I lost a coat, and this are the simonim. It has a green button, a red button, and I'll give it back to you. But when they found that people started to lie a lot, they tried trickery to try and guess the simon. It's Heskinu the Meitakana, Shiyuaymrim Loi. Any person who wants to claim the Aveda, we tell him, say, go out for Habu Edim and bring us Edim. The Lav Ramayat. Vatel, then you can take it. But you have to bring Edim like you're not a liar. Ki ho, like the Maisa was, the Yavud Rapapa, Rapapa's father. Irchos Lechamra. He lost something. A donkey, he lost a chamor. I'm not sure it's chamor. Some wine. Yeah. No, chamor, yeah. A donkey. Viaskacho, somebody found it. Osla Kaima, the Rabbi Barahuna. They came in front of Rabbi Barahuna. Omalei, so Rabbi Barahuna told Rav Papa's father, Zil Aisi Sadi, go bring me Edim, the Lav Ramayat, that you're not a liar. If it's told, then you can take it. So also he went, Aisi Sadi brought Edim, Omalehu. So Rabbi Barahuna asked him, Yadisim Bei the Ramayu, do you know if the father of Papa is a Ramay, is a liar or not? Omalei, the Edim answered back and said, in yes. So what does yes mean? The Kuru yes means that we know he's a liar. Omalehu. So the father said back, Ano Ramoyanai, am I really a liar? Omalei, the Edim said, Anan lav Ramoyat Kamina. What we meant to say is, no, that you're not a liar. That's what we meant to say. Even though first they said yes, but right away they say, you know what we meant to say? We meant to say that you're not a liar. The question is, do we believe the Edim or not? Usually there's a klal of Kiv and Shehigid, Shuv and Chesra Magid. Once they say this one way, they can't retract anymore. So first they said, in yes, he's a liar. So we don't believe you to retract to say he's not a liar. So the Gemara says, no, here we believe them.
Oma Rabba Barafuna Mistar with the Svar goes to lay Maisi in Ishrevosa Nashim. That since the Rapapa's father is the one that brought these Edim, most probably you don't bring Edim to say bad for yourself. So if these Edim are coming to say this, that the Rapapa's father is not a liar. Just when they sit in, they meant to say, they thought you're asking me, is he not a liar? And he said yes. But Avada here, it's not called Chayzer Magid. That's what his Edim meant to say right away, that he's not a liar. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Dover She'oisev Yechel. Let's say you find an Aved, you find a shore. You find a shore. Now, you have to hold it, Kamat, for 12 months. You have to hold it for 3 regolim. Now, to hold on to a shore, you have to feed it. You have to keep it alive. It's expensive. So the query is it worth it for the owner that you should take care of it or not? So the call is like this. Kol Dover She'oisev Yechel. The shore itself works. Listen, you could work with it on your fields. And the work it does has value for you. So with the work that it does for you, with the money, the value of it, you'll buy food to keep it going. So then that's called Shoysa V'yechel. Itself, substance, takes care of itself. Is Yasa V'yechel, Erechnami. Then take care of it for this year, and with the work it does with that money, you'll buy food for it. But with Dover Shoysa V'yechel, something that doesn't make any money, doesn't do any good for you. Then you just have to feed it, you use up all the money. Then the locher is Yimacher. Then you're supposed to sell it right away. Shinema, the Pasuk says, like here, the case is that you have this shore that works, so you have to hold on to it for 12 months. But after 12 months, then you're allowed to sell it, and then just the money you hold on to. Omenichim, agolem usiyochem yom kevs metafu bem shoshir dosh. We only have to take care of them for 3 months. Nekan v'yelach, after 3 months, shom demayim, see how much it's worth, and sell them, omenichim, and just hold on to the money. Havosim tanagirdom, ducks and chickens, metafu bem shoshir yom. You only have to take care of it 30 days. Mekan v'yelach after that, shom the name, see how much it's worth, sell it, and just the money, hold on to the money. Omer Nachman by Yitzchak, Tanagirlus give the hay magasi. You also know, a Tanagirlus chicken is like a hay magasi, you have to hold on to it for Yud Beit Chodesh. Tani Nam Yachud only this also. Tanagirlus obey magasi, and Tatal Bem Shem Masa Chodesh. Mekan v'yelach, shom the name, omenichem. So you also hold, it's Yud Beit Chodesh. Rashi says, Shaisu v'chalef, that chickens like give off eggs, so Melo, it's worth it. You could feed it by the value of its eggs, therefore you hold on to it. Now, Agolim is Yochim, young kids, Matafel Bem Lamed Yom, only 30 days. Not like we had before. Before we had 3 Chadoshim. Here it says only 30 days. Nikan Velech, after 30 days, Shom Demem Menichem, see how much it's worth, sell it, and the money, hold on to it. Avozim Tanagurim, Gisin, and the dogs, the Choldova, Shetipuli Merubai, Mitzchorei, taking care of it is more expensive than what you get from the profit, is metafo bo shloishi yomin. You only have to hold on to it just for 3 days, that's all. Mikan v'yelech, after 3 days, you have right to sell it. Shom demem amalichem. So it's a sira, before we said 30 days, now we say only 3 days. So kasha agolim v'sayochim agolim v'sayochim. There's a sira about young calves. Here it says the young calf, metafo bem lamed yoyim. And before we had it's 3 chadoshim. So it's a sira about calves. Avozim matana gerlim, avozim matana gerlim. It's also a stira. Before we had avozim matana gerlim, we had 30 days. And here we have only 3 days. So it's a stira. So it says like this. Agolim asiyachim, agolim asiyachim, young calves against young calves, lakash is no stira. Hod the riya, hod the ptuma. If there's a pasture there that he could feed in the fields, then hold on to him for 30 days. Mashaykh, if there's no pasture for him to pasture on, then you have to feed him, then it's not more than 3 days. Otherwise, you use up all the money. Avosim tanagirlim, avosim tanagirlim, namel lakasha. Or the theory between 3 months and 30 days. That 3 months is when there's a pasture there, you have fields for the pasture on. And 30 days is when you have to feed them yourself. What about chickens on chickens? Namel lakasha. Hobarabari, hobazutri.